Sarita from Clean Ears. I'm coming to you guys solo dolo because I wanted to talk to you about my Take the Mask Off challenge. Last summer, we did a challenge on the collective talking about those things that we are still working on, those insecurities, those sin issues that we have not yet conquered, but that we are still dealing with. This is a different one, actually, than what I did on the collective. If you want to read about that, you can definitely go onto www.cleanearshow.com/the-collective and read about that. But I wanted to talk to you about something that I have yet to talk about on the podcast or on YouTube, and that is me being afraid of getting sick. Now, when I was younger, I actually never got sick. I got the chicken pox. And that was it. Like, I didn't have colds, I didn't get the flu, I didn't break any bones. I was one of those kids who could fall and get right back up. I had feeling of being like immortal, and I took that into college, even and into my early 20s. I felt invincible in every single way known to man. I used to brag about not getting sick. I used to look at people like they were crazy because they were always down and out. And I felt like there was nothing that could ever touch me. Until about 2010, when I started getting really bad stomach aches. And I was unsure what it was. I mean, sure, I was eating crazy, but I was 24, so everybody in 24 is eating all types of crazy. And I thought that it was something that would just only happen after I'd eat, and then an hour later, I'd be fine. I was popping aspirin like nobody's business. No one should be eating as much aspirin as I was, but it was helping. And that went on for months. And then the stomach aches would be all day long. I was so sick. I was bent over all the time, and I was taking even more aspirin just to get throughout the day. I thought it was stress because my job was dealing with a lot of layoffs, and I was really sure that the moment that I could get some rest and get by myself, I would feel better. I didn't want to go to the doctor because I didn't like the doctor. I felt there was no reason to go to the doctor because I was one of those people who felt like her body could heal itself, you know, drink more water, try to eat better, and then I would be fine. Until I actually got laid off from my job and thought that the rest was going to help. That weekend, I was so sick. I was throwing up to the point of where it was just stomach acid. I couldn't go to the bathroom. I was literally laid out on the floor. My mom had to carry me to my bed when I was over her house, and I finally had to go to the hospital. At that point, they said that I had a gastric problem and that I should probably just eat super healthy, all of the foods that are supposed to take care of your stomach, like bananas and bread, and that I would be fine. And then they sent me home. But that wasn't working. I could barely, every time I ate, I only could take liquids down, no more solids. And I was, at this point, laid off without a job, so home all day, not feeling well. And over again, I would go to the hospital, always in the emergency room, and they would tell me that it was nothing that they could do, and they would send me home. Until eventually someone told me to go to a gastric surgeon and to see what was going on. Even they did just a topical type test just to see what was happening, but they didn't really think anything was wrong. I mean, how can I prove to someone that I'm not feeling well when there's no test for the discomfort that I was feeling? It wasn't till I went to the emergency room for like the fourth time in 5 months that I told them I was not leaving until they could figure out what was wrong with me. And so I laid there for a week while they did test after test after test, being fed through an IV, losing all sorts of pounds until they could figure out what was wrong. They finally did a colonoscopy, and I thought that maybe they'd be able to figure out through that what was happening, because the only thing they knew is that it had to do with my digestive tract, but they couldn't really figure out exactly what it was. They woke me up from the colonoscopy and said, hey, there's a blockage. It's big. We need to get it out now. We need your permission. And as scary as that was, I felt so much relief because at least they knew what was wrong. And I finally wasn't crazy, and I finally was getting help. And I told my mom this was going to be the thing that helped me, that saved me from all of this sickness, and that I was going to be fine. I wake up from that surgery. I've got my intestines half outside my body, but at least I was feeling better. They told me they were going to biopsy it to figure out exactly what happened. And I didn't really have that much of an idea of what that meant, except that they were going to at least tell me what was wrong. They come to me the next day. Everybody looks worried. They're freaking me out a little bit. I'm sitting there with my mom. I didn't want them to tell me anything without my mom because I had just turned 25. I still felt really young, and I just knew that this was going to be important. And that's when they told me that I had colon cancer. I was strangely calm, but on the inside, I felt like, why? Like, literally, why? What kind of sin did I have in me? What combination of bad did I do that warranted cancer at 25? Warranted old people cancer at 25. This wasn't breast cancer or brain cancer. This was colon cancer. I, to this day, cannot tell you what part of my colon the cancer was in. I just know that it was so unexpected. My doctors were so amazed at the fact and really surprised that I had colon cancer, with it not being in my family, no history of cancer in my family at all, and no reason really for me to have contracted it. And at this point, it was stage three, as in there were multiple cases of colon cancer in that one piece that they biopsied. Like, what is really going on? I laid there in my hospital room after my mom left, after the doctors left, literally crying out to God, like, why? What is the reason? Why would you let this happen? What's gonna happen to me? How am I supposed to do this? I just got laid off from my job. I have no insurance. It is 2011. There was no Obamacare. It was just me with no safety net trying to figure out my next step. How am I going to afford the surgeries that they tell me that I have to have? How am I going to afford chemotherapy? Who's gonna take care of me? I can't do this. I've never been sick. In my head, I just keep hearing that I've never been sick. This is the thing you hit me with? I couldn't have just gotten the flu for a week? I have to have cancer? And as I was laying there, God told me that it was not about me. It was gonna be about my testimony. And somehow, that really helped. It made me feel calm because I knew I couldn't handle it if I thought about it one-on-one. If I thought about it as a personal on Sarita, that she might die, rather than it be my story is going to help someone and that I was going through this for a reason, it made that April better. And it gave me a sense of purpose that was going to last me through the next months that it was going to take. And so we went right into it. I had to have another surgery. I had to start prepping for chemotherapy. I went to see family to try to tell them what was going on. I was the smallest, sickest looking person you have ever seen. I had to get help walking places. I was carried a lot. I had to deal with the humility and of like being wheelchaired places, of actually, you know, you're in the grocery store and you see those people with those automated wheelchairs to try to get their food. That was me. And I felt like I was too young to be rolling around the grocery store and that people were judging me, acting like I was taking up room for actual disabled people, but I couldn't walk for long distances. I would be so tired. I couldn't expend so much energy, or the colon that was outside of me would actually move out of my body. And that was just, if it got herniated, it would actually have to be another surgery, but to take that part out of me. And I didn't want that. I didn't want to tell people around me, but God kept putting me in situations where I would have to tell people in order to get through my day, in order to explain why I couldn't do this or that, why I wasn't able to get right back into a full-time job, why I needed assistance. And over, with me explaining what was happening and my story and my somehow joy and even my humor through the situation, it was blessing others. It was showing people faith. Even those who didn't believe knew that I was standing on something, because this chemo and this cancer was not affecting me the way it was affecting a lot of people. I was told many times that people were encouraged by my story, that I was giving them hope, even though many times I was hopeless. Many times I was laying in bed and only holding on to the promise that I had felt I heard that night that I was diagnosed. And months and months later, after shaving my head, after going through 6 months of chemo, after wanting to give up, really in the middle, literally telling my doctors, I don't want to do this anymore. What can we do? And them telling me, nothing, girl. You got to go through it. You have to go through it. At the end, when I was finally told that I was cancer-free and I was trying to move on with my life, I realized that even though I had gone through the experience and shown so much faith, I was afraid every time that I coughed that I would be sick again. I was afraid every time I felt weakness in my body that it immediately meant cancer was coming back, because I remembered the statistic of the doctors who told me that if you gone through treatment, you are way more susceptible to another form of cancer again. And so that fear started haunting me the moment I was told that I was not sick anymore. I should be celebrating. But immediately I was like, oh, I feel sick again. Is that cancer? Oh, I got a cold. Is that something that's leading up? Oh, I'm starting to feel like the moment I would have a stomach ache, it would not remind me of, oh, I probably ate something crazy. It told me, oh, that could be a symptom again. Oh, you should be starting to take better care of yourself. Are you able to do chemo again? Would you be able to do that again? Like, how are you going to deal with being sick again? And I realized that that was just the enemy bringing up something that was very much an issue. And I think it was because the moment I was well, I stopped talking about it. The moment I was told that I was cancer-free, it was the end of my testimony. I said, I'm not talking about this again. It's in the back of my head. It's in the rearview mirror. We're not talking about it. We're moving forward. So many people wanted me to talk about it. I literally turned them all down. I tried to write about it on my blog like a day in, and I was like, I don't want to go through these feelings again. Let's stop and let's forget it ever happened. But I realized because I was hiding that huge part of my life, I was allowing the enemy to tell me that it's because I was going to get sick. It's because you are definitely headed to cancer again. It's because it's going to be even heavier next time. It's going to be even worse next time. You're afraid of your scars. You're afraid of the sickness. And you're afraid that your testimony is not enough, that your life is going to have to be even more horrible for this testimony to be worth it. And I feel like that's, of course, is a lie. I need to remember that it's a lie. My mask is off now. I refuse to believe that I'm going to be sick again just because I've had a cold or I have many colds. I always get colds now. I don't know. I have aches in my body. I have scars. I have so much going on, but that doesn't mean that my testimony is now invalid. I want to share with the world what I went through. I want to share with people who are dealing with cancer. I want to share with people who are 5 years out like me. Actually, I'm like 7 years out now. Like, whoop. I should be more excited, but because I don't talk about it, because I don't celebrate those anniversaries, because I don't put it out there for people like, hey, I'm a cancer survivor and I want to tell you my story and I want to be an inspiration for others who've gotten cancer young, out of the blue, who don't know what to do. I'm here and I'm an asset and I want to show you the power of faith and the power of standing on the promises of God. So here I am with my mask off, telling you that sometimes I am still afraid to be sick, but I will not let that stop my testimony. And I would love to hear about what you have accomplished as well. If you have any cancer survivors in your family, I'd love to hear from them, because we need to all big up each other for beating that bad boy. Now, we'd love for you to give us love on them socials all over the place. And until next time, have a good time. Bye.
Simone.
No, I only cried one time and I kept it very quiet.
You cried?
Yes. Don't worry about what I did.